sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Maranimi Marasi Sheyichyu, Anishmas Maras Esther Vassar Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef, and is based on the Torah of Moreno Verabein, Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Futner, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. It says in the Torah, Parshas Veschanik, Yisrael Vibbanim, Bnei Bonim, Noshantim, Baratz, Vishchatim, Vissim, Vesissim, Pesel, etc., Vesissim, Hara, etc., Lachisoi, Haidosi, Bechem, Ayom, Mr. Shemaim, etc., Ki Avot, Avedun, Maher, Me'al Arts, Asheretem, Marimus, Haradin, Shemel, Rishta. When you have children, grandchildren, you get old in the land, you corrupt yourself, you make idols, you do what's evil in the eyes of Hashem to get him angry. I'm testifying to you today, heavens and the earth, you're going to be destroyed from the land. You're going to be kicked out. And it's a pele. Why does it say here in the pasuk that you're going to be destroyed? You're going to be removed. Ki avod tavedun maher. You're going to be lost. You're going to be removed. From where? Me'al haaretz, from the land. Asher atem uvrim b'seyardein shama l'rishta. That you are passing over the Jordan to inherit. Dafka ha'aretz asher atem over m'seyardin shama l'rishta, the land that you're passing over the Jordan to inherit. And the reason that this is such a big wonder is because they were not only exiled from over the Jordan, they were also exiled from Eivar HaYarden. Not only the land they passed over the Jordan, but they were also exiled from what was before the Jordan. The Golus wasn't only from Eretz Yisrael proper. The Golus was also from Eivar HaYarden. And Eivar HaYarden, they went to Golus even before, when the Aseres HaShvatim went to Golus. And even when Yirmiyahu brought them back, it was only for a short period until Tzidkiyahu. But the Golus was from there. They already went when there was the Golus of Aseres HaShvatim. That's when we lost Eivar HaYarden. So what does the pasuk mean when it says that you're going to go to Golus? Me'al ha'aretz asher atem uvrim b'seyardein shama l'rishta, only from the land when you pass over the Jordan. Even from Eivar HaYarden, even from the land that before you pass the Jordan, you're going to be exiled. And that's even going to come first. So in the Brisbane Absarim it says, Geri yezar acha be'eretz l'lehem, Rashi says, she'achezben azeh hischilim leidas yitzchak, that this chezben, 400 years started when Yitzchak was born. And in this the Ramban says, why is Leidas Yitzchak called Eretz Lo Lahem? What was the Chiddush in Leidas Yitzchak, that Leidas Yitzchak is called Be'eretz Lo Lahem? That this should start the Cheshbon of Kiryas Zaracha Be'eretz Lo Lahem? The Ramban argues with Rashi. But now we're going to explain the Shita of Rashi. It says in the Torah, Ve'etein la'etzev is harsayir, la'resh is so, ve'yakov uvanav Yardu Mitzrayim. Rashi explains that Esav was Yoresh Seir. Ve'etein le'Esav is Har Seir le'Resh Soso. Esav inherited Har Seir. Ve'pnei Shtarchov Shel Geirus Ki Geir Yezaracham Utel Azara Shel Yitzchak. Amar Eilech Li Mikan Ein Li Chelek Lo B'Matana Shenitna Lo Haaretz Hazos. So So Rashi explains that the reason Esav inherited Seir is because this is a shtar chov. The shtar chov is that you have to be a stranger in Mitzrayim. That's the Zer of Yitzchak. Esav didn't want any of you part of that. He said, I don't want Eretz Yisrael, I don't want to have to pay off the shtar. So since he didn't want to have to pay off the shtar by being an Eved, he went to Seir. And the Rida Mitzrayim was the beginning of paying off the chov, was the beginning of paying off that mortgage that preceded coming to Eretz Yisrael. So we find a matzav of Lafuke, the kol zeh mikol boy, beiso shel Avram Avinu. This is different than the boy bayis of Avram. Nesia Yishmael says in the pasuk sat beretz achuzasam. Alufei Edom beretz achuzasam. Bnei Lot Amun and Moav beretz achuzasam. And the Jews were commanded not to touch the Eretz Achuza. That's the Eretz, their Ne'achaz, their Mushrashba. And if you're sensitive to the language of the Pasuk, you'll see the contrast between what it says, Aboy Beso, Shel Avram, Ayoshim Be'eretz Achuzasam, and what it says, Al Yaakov, Ve'yeshev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Be'eretz Kenan. Achuzasam is the son of Hashrasha. So we have the other Bai Bais of Avraham all got their Eretz Achuza. Ishmael, Edom, Lot, they all have their Achuza. But by Yaakov it says, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Achuza, lesson of Hashrasha, of being rooted. Megurei, that he's just like, he's a stranger there. He's not rooted there. He's not Kavua there. He's just living there. Ve'heimei Madvarim. Those who are Bai Bais Shel Avram, Shmuel, Edom, Bnei Lot, Amo, Moav, they immediately grab onto their land, Mikoach HaYerusha, without any Shtar Chov of Piron, without a mortgage. Nothing stops them from taking root in the land. By Yaakov, they have to go through a process of Piron Shtar Chov. Ger Yezaracha, that precedes their taking root in their natural inheritance. And even Eretz Yisrael, is, since even though it's Muchzak B'yadeinu Me'avoseinu, we have it from our Avos, nevertheless, we don't take root in it immediately. First you have to have the Piron Chov, Megurei Aviv, Eretz Megurei Aviv, Lafuke Me'achuzasam. When we want to compare and emphasize the contrast of Yaakov, who's the Yoresh of Yitzchak, and the other Bai Beso of Avram, other people in Avram's house, we'll find that by everybody, they already have an Achuza. Yaakov is Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, and that's the kiyum of Ger Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo Lehem. He's not Mushrish there. He just happens to be living there. But he's not a, he's a temporary resident. Eretz Megurei Aviv. And that's the kiyum of Ger Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo Lehem. It already starts with Yitzchak. Yitzchak's already a stranger in the land. So there's no kasha on Rashi. It is Eretz Lo Lehem. Because all the other Yoshe Avram Avinu immediately got an Achuza. But Yitzchak, even though he's born in Eretz Yisrael and Yaakov is in Eretz Yisrael, that's Megure. They're not rooted there yet until they pay off the mortgage by going to Mitzrayim. And then it's an Achuza. So that's why Rashi says the Cheshbon starts with Yitzchak, even though Yitzchak was in Eretz Yisrael. But the Ger Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo Lehem is already in Eretz Yisrael because it's not our land yet until we pay off the mortgage by going to Mitzrayim, as opposed to the other Bai Beis of Avraham Avinu, the Yishmaels, the Edoms, they have an immediate Achuza. They don't have to go through the whole cleansing process. So this is coming to emphasize the Shtar Chov that's Mutal Zaracha from Yitzchak and onwards. In the Bris Ben Absarim, it says that there is a Ema Chashecha Nofeles Olav Chazal, this great darkness in the Bris Ben Absarim descends on Avram Avinu. So this drasha is coming to teach us. So the Chazal say this is the Arba Golios. They say this is an allusion to the four exiles. So this drasha is coming to teach us that these Golios are be'etzem included in Golos Mitzrayim. And that's the meaning of the fact that these Golios were showed Dafka B'Shaz Bris Ben Absarim. These Golios are included in Golos Mitzrayim. That's when he was told they're going to go to Mitzrayim, but the other Golios were included in Golos Mitzrayim. And that's why Bris Ben Absarim, when he's told about Mitzrayim, he's told about the other Golios as well. Mitzrayim is Bechinas Reishis of the Arba Malchios. However, there's a very big yesod here, and that is that Golos B'chlal is rooted in a mahalach of punishment on sins. B'pnei chatoeinu, galinu me'artzeinu. But the fact that the Arba Golios were included in Bris Ben Absarim, we learn that these Golios have a different mahalach, different than the first mahalach. Bris Ben Absarim is the parish of Golos Mitzrayim. And we don't find Lahedji any cheshbon of chait for which they were chayiv galus. We don't find anything explicitly. All we find explicitly is the shtar chov. This galus comes as a shtar chov, as a mortgage for the matan of Eretz Yisrael. You have to first go to Mitzrayim and then you get Eretz Yisrael. Uvzeh she'arba galios nichlul bris ben absarim. We learn a big chiddush. Arba Golios are included in Bris Ben Absarim. We learn a big chiddush that even those Golios, there's a bechin of Piron Shtarchov. In addition to the cheshmen of Bnei Chateinu Gilinu Me'artzeinu. So it comes out that the Golios have two different makaras. They have a parish of Tochacha, that if you don't listen, then you're going to get these Onish Golos. And also the parish of Bris Ben Absarim. So here there's the parish of Bnei Chateinu Gilinu Me'artzeinu. But these Golios are included in Golos Mitzrayim, which is Piron Shtarchov. So this is the makor of the Arba Golios is Bris Ben Absarim. In order to be zocher to Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So it's an interesting yesod. We didn't know before this year that the Arba Golios, since they're rooted in Mitzrayim, so that means that it's because of our sins, as we always understand. But it's also a part of the parasha of Bris Ben Absarim. When a ger comes to be mizgayer, he said to him, you should just know that Yisrael b'zman hazeh are schuvim, dvuyim, umetorofim. And if a ger is mizgayer, and he's not conscious of the fact that Jews are tortured people, we get into exile, it's rough to be Jewish, it's a bitter geschäft, so then his geiris is mutl b'siman she'ela. Not more than that. You have to know that it's hard to be Jewish. That's what we tell a ger. Yevamos mem zayin. And the ger has to say, afal pichein. I'm conscious, I'm aware of the parish of Golos. Nevertheless, I want to be mischaber to Am Yisrael. I want to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. And on this afal pichein, Rashi explains that he has to say, halavai ve'ezke lekach letzaris ha-Golos. How does Rashi know this? From the Brisa, it's mashma that it's enough to say afal pichein, ve'eni kedai. So how does Rashi know that in the afal pichein is included mi yitain halvai? But heim heim advarim. If one suffers Yiddish tzaras, he has to taste the taste of the Yiddish of future. You taste Jewish tzaras, you have to taste the future. So the golus is a Piron Shtarchov in order to be Zocha to Yerushas Haaretz. And then if somebody doesn't have a Shtokukus, or that future has no inyan to be mischaber and mitzdarif tam Yisrael. Now, do you have to say halavai ve'eskelakach? Because you understand that the whole goal is to get to the future. The taich, the understanding, the explanation of Golus includes the Bechin of Piron Chov, which is rooted in, which is founded on a perspective of the future. Der Teich from Golus, kolel Bechina zo shel Piron Chov, shum yusad al perspektiva shel atid. And it's not enough to be makabel b'diyeved at Tzaras HaGolus. You have to see in it a tabat shalit kashrut li Yisrael. That's a way of connecting to the Jewish people, to its hopes, to its future, to its goals. And the Golus is a stage in the mahalach hatzipia shebuchol adoyres to get to Manas Eretz Yisrael after Piron Kol HaChovos. There's no feeling of zufriedenkeit, of satisfaction, like somebody who pays off a chov. You ever pay off a debt, you owe somebody money and you pay it off, so, oh, it's gefaldik. It's almost worth it to go into debt to pay it off. Almost. So that's what the Golus is. The Golus is you're so upset you went into Golus, but now it's hard, but you're happy about it because you know that it's paying off your debt because you're looking at the perspective of the future. What is Hashem's name? Ekyek Asher Ekyek. I will be that I will be. The future. Chazal say that means I will be with them. Tzraim, I'll be with them in the future Tzaris. You're looking towards the future, and then when you're in the Golus, you're looking towards the future. It's always, I will be in the future. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a din of smichas gula tefila. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, no, tefila is be'emsa tiknum. And there's no smichas gula tefila in Ma'ariv. In Ma'ariv, in other words, first in the shachris, you have gula, then you have tefila, then in Ma'ariv you have tefila, and then you have gula. The Ma'ariv called him what tefila v'chakach gula. Between Gol Yisrael of Shachris and Gol Yisrael of Arvis, there are two Shmona Esreis. And third, also Mincha. U'belashem Rabbi Shimon Levi tefilas be'emtza tiknun. So there's an additional explanation on what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara, it says, Rav Yochanan hold that Geula was me'orta. Geula was from night. Achilas Karban Pesach. And therefore, even at night, you're somech gula tefila. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that sof the gula was in the morning, b'shas yitzia, and the gula at night wasn't gula ma'aliyasa. Chilas Karban Pesach wasn't a complete gula. We only went out in the morning. So therefore, you're not somech gula tefila at night. That's Rabbi Shimon Levi. So according to Zvi'atim Yedaik and Loshen Rabbi Shimon Levi, tefila is be'emsa tiknu. He doesn't negate smichas gula tefila. He just switches around the order. And instead of tefillah coming after the gula, gula comes after the tefillah. What place is there for such a mahalach? If gula is not ma'al yisa, it's not a proper gula at night, so why should we have b'chlal cheshbon of smichas gula tefillah? Here we have smichas tefillah l'gula. Why should it have to be samach at all? So it must be that according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, the gula of shachar is even the gula of ma'ariv. This change requires a shinui in the seder hasmichus l'tfila. B'shachris, first gula, then tfila. And arvis, first tfila, then gula. And the explanation is azoi. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that inyan, that's noeg b'birchas kriyashma, is noeg b'gula. B'birchas kriyashma of shachris is in the mishkal v'hagi b'boker chazdecha. Tehillim 92.3. Arvis, it's the mahalach of emunoscha balelos. Your emun at night, in the morning, kriyash shachris, lahagid baboker chazdech, in the morning there's light, yotzeor, varei choshech, everything is gevaldik. At night it's emuna, it's dark, you need emuna. Rashi says, chazducha, Rashi, brachas 12a. We've discussed this Rashi numerous times in our shiurim. Chazducha in the past, emunoscha in the future. And the inyan of smichas gula tefila, b'chlal, Rashi says, l'mau odome, what's it like? Lo avo shel melech, shabav edafak al pescho shel melech, yatza melech, o matzo shehiflig, afu hiflig. In other words, what Rashi is saying is Gula is like knocking on the king's door. And don't just go away, the king's going to open up and you're not there. No. Gula is you knocked on the king's door and then you can go in and ask for your tzrachim. But if you're not somach Gula tefillah, there's going to be defika. You knocked and the king's not going to find you. And then the king's also going to go away like... Like Rashi says, this is the Yerushalmi brought in Rashi. That's how he explains Gula tefillah. Gula is that you knock on the door, and then tefillah is now you're in. Now the king opens up, so you can ask for what you need. Otherwise, the king's going to go away. Gula without tefillah is like calling the king, and then not being there anymore. And Rabbi Shimon Levi agrees that tzmichas gula tefillah has to be in shachris, but the gula arvis is a different gula. It's a different essence, different din. At night, the defik al del samelch is different. What it means is a defik, a knocking on the door that relates to something in the future. That at night, the inyan is the b'munascha balelos. At night, the explanation of defik al adeles is to say that we're paying off the chof. At night, we're paying the debt. That's the defik al adeles. Because that's emunas chabalelos. And this piron, this paying off of the debt, is based on a cheshbon of the gift that's going to be ours in the future. That we have belief we're paying off the debt, because we have belief that we're going to have this great reward afterwards. And we're paying off the debt, we're paying the mortgage, so to speak, in order that we get that matana of Eretz Yisrael, the Gula Asida. So Gula at night is Vemunas Chabalelos. In other words, we're paying the debt, we're paying the mortgage, and we rely on it. Vemunascha. We believe that the Haftachas are going to come. So what's the tefillah at night? We're knocking on the door. We're knocking on the door, and then vaiter we have geula. After we knock on the door, the knocking on the door is the paying of the debt. Piron achov. And then we have a munah that that's going to bring to the geula. That's going to bring us Eretz Yisrael in the future. So Rabbi Shimon Levi at night wasn't geula ma'aliyasa. But there still has to be a smichas gula tefillah at night. Because at night, it's a gula of emunah. That it's the gula of the future, not of the past. So at night, first we have tefillah. So that defik on the delis. First you knock on the door. And then the king opens up. So in the morning, you knock on the door. You talk about the geula. So now Hashem comes to the door. You praised him. You said his shiras and tishbachos. You said he redeemed us. So now this is a good time to have the daven. Then you can also be toveh tzrachav. So you knock on the door with geula, and now that Hashem comes close, you can ask for what you need. You can praise Him. At night, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, you knock on the door. What are you knocking on the door with? You're knocking on the door with tefillah. And this tefillah means that you want to be parei the chof. We're knocking to say we're gonna pay up this debt. We're waiting for our gift in the future. We're somech on our emuna. We're knocking on the door from Tzeres HaGolus. Because we know there's going to be a Piron of the Shtar. So it seemed to mean that at night you have tefillah, and the tefillah is not necessarily knocking on the door, because the way the Gemara defines it is the knocking on the door is the geula. So when you're knocking on the door in the geula at night, it's not like I said before that the tefillah is the knocking on the door, because the Gemara defines geula as knocking at the door, and then the tefillah is you're asking Hashem for things. Seeing that at night you're meratz Hashem, you're praising Hashem, you're asking Him for things, and then you're knocking because you're believing in the Gula Asida. Because you're saying you want to be Parei of the Shtar. That's why we're mentioning the Gula Asida at night. We have a moon in the Gula Asida, and we're saying in the future we want to pay off this. We want to pay off this debt. And we want to pay off this debt now, so that we get the gift in the future. So now you also have to have Gula next to Tefillah, just during the day in the morning. First Gula, then Tefillah. Gula, you knock on the door. And then the king comes to the door, and then you praise him. You can ask for things. At night you're praising when you ask for things, and that way I guess you're makariv him. And then you talk about the gula, but the gula of amuna, the gula of asida, the gula of, that's the defika. The defika is, oh, we know that something great is going to come in the future. So now we go back to the beginning. Why do we have the inyan of galus dafka b'kesher l'mei ala aretz asher atem ravim seyarde? Why dafka alav aretz seyarde? We said that we were exiled even from the other side of the Jordan, that we before we passed the Jordan. Because the makor of galus is a shtar chof. In contrast to that of onesh, isn't shaykh tevar yarde, where the shvatim dwelled. Because not for the bakasha b'nei gadim b'nei ruvain, the land would have been empty. B'li yishuv. So even though evar yardain is included in the brisban of sarim, but dwelling there was not included, like the Ramban writes in Bamidbar 21:21. And if so, there's a chiluk between the galus of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and the galus of Yishuv Evar Yarden. Evar Yarden was from the Maisa of B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. But that wasn't part of our Shtar Chof. So where was the only place where the Gullus of Onesh and Gullus of Shtar Chov both took place? That we passed over the Jordan. But Evar Yarden, the Trans-Jordan, there was Onesh, but there was no Piron Shtar Chov there. That wasn't supposed to be part of the Gullus. We weren't even supposed to live there. So what the Torah Betzim wanted to do was include a gullus that has both aspects, both sources. Remember, there are two sources to gullus: gullus onesh and the gullus of paying off the debt, the gullus of paying off the mortgage. And there's a difference between the gullus of Evar Yarden and the gullus of Eretz Yisrael. Because the gullus of Evar Yarden is only gullus of Onish. It's not gullus of Piron. And the Torah wanted also to include the gullus of Piron. We weren't supposed to live in the Trans-Jordan in the first place. So you can't say that that's part of the Shtar Chov, it's part of the mortgage. It isn't part of the mortgage at all. We weren't supposed to be there. Onish it was. The gullus of Onish we had from there, but not give the gullus of Piron. And since the Torah wanted to include a gullus which includes both aspects, of galus, the galus of punishment and the galus of having to pay off this mortgage, and why is not for us to explain right now, but the Torah wanted to include both, the more encompassing type galus. So it said, Me'ala aretz asher atem over mesa yardein, dafka, the land that you passed over the Jordan, the hadvarim niflaim el b'siyata d'shmaya, and ashreinu matov chelkeinu, that we were zoche to learn this together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.